football, the Fighting Illini, 4-4. They'll host 2-6 Rutgers this Saturday at 11 a.m. You'll hear that game here on 590 The Fan. Mizzou 5-3 on the year. They'll play at Georgia a week from Saturday. Mizzou has a bye week this week. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Appliance Discounters with 6 locations featuring the art of appliances by Appliance Discounters. All 6 with amazing showrooms full of creative, colorful appliances. If you want the lowest price, the best service, and the biggest selection, visit any Appliance Discounter store. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. And, of course, they service everything that they sell. And remember, when you buy from Appliance Discounters, you buy local. Their motto, our savings are your savings. Check out their website for great deals and all the rebates on all models of appliances that they sell. Their website, theappliancediscounters.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
You tell him, Kate. The late, great Kate Smith. Halloween special begins now.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on them.
Right together.
And we think you'll get lots of
monsters, graves, bodies
from it. So get loose and up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 31st, the Halloween edition of Pinion's Playhouse, which means only one thing. It's the only time of the year and every year that we tell the Freddie Freeman joke. We're brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, Brinton Vision in Creve Coeur. If you are tired of glasses and contacts, and I think most people get tired of them pretty quickly, you may not need to wear them. Maybe. We'll talk about that. I know somebody who can tell you whether you can or not get rid of them. But first,
hey!
At the control board. Now, you don't wear any glasses in your contact. You don't even need reading glasses. You're not. You will. You'll need reading glasses. But that's part of being in your 40s. I'll tell you what you are going to need. Lots and lots of Huggies. Now, is your little boy a Huggies boy or a Pampers boy?
Right now, we've got him in Pampers Little Swaddlers.
Now, what are the others? There's Pampers, Huggies,
Huggies.
Isn't there one like called Caress
Loves.
Or Carefree?
Loves, yeah, that's one. Yeah. L-U-V-S. I don't really know if there's any others. I haven't paid too much attention to diapers in my life.
Yeah, and I don't really remember what the difference is between them, but you'll learn a lot about them over the next year or so, because, folks, this guy is a brand new daddy, and a brand new granddad is his dad. In Birmingham, England, Great Britain, because this guy for 19 years lived in Great Britain, and for 10 of those, he too lived in Birmingham, England. Hello, Grandpa Dave. Hope you're listening, and congratulations on being a new grandpa. And Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Well, someone woke up again this morning, see, it is appropriate to say morning, and said to himself as he yawned and stretched before he got out of bed, I think I'd like to go in the studio and not go on the road today. So he didn't have northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
Gosh.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. And you know what I discovered today? I was listening to probably a channel you listen to occasionally, a 60s music channel.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know that song, the Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett.
You bet.
Did you know there
was
a sequel to that song?
What?
He called it it's basically the same song, except they call it the Monster Swim.
No.
I'm not making that up. They played that today. I was like, what on earth is
that? We're
going
to have to play this.
So, sorry, I just threw that out there. Hello, everyone.
He's one of those guys that you never, ever, ever hear his name except in association with that song, Monster Mash. But it was a giant hit. That's very good. I hope he made a lot of money off of that, because, boy, do they play that every year.
He's dead.
Dan
now.
Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks.
I
want to say hey and hi. See, you idiots don't know.
Okay. I didn't know that. It's a contraction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the combination of hey and hi. It's hi.
Yeah.
Well, I feel stupid.
Yeah.
I do.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations, including their newest in Waterloo, Illinois, right on North Route 3 in front of Walmart. And right now, through tomorrow, you can get... special...
Stumbled.
I know, I did stumble.
Stumbled.
They have special auto refinance offers. They have a home loan offer and a special CD offer. And that goes through
CDs.
Tomorrow. First Community Credit Union, a great place for all your banking needs. To find out more, go to
firstcommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Sometimes I think I need to shorten this introduction, yep. But I know I also can make it longer. Well, let's see if we can do it this way. Denny's, Wendy's, KFC, just a few of the fast food restaurants where he worked. Sold knives door to door, sold beer as a vendor at Busch Stadium, was a DJ at a roller rink, an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. But now, today, he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of our digital clock, setting it and resetting it. Let's check it, shall we? 520, 11, 12, 13, 520, 14. Yes, it is accurate and in sync with the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's also our newsman and news director. He's an author. Oh, and one other thing. That's right. Like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And despite how hard I tried growing up, I just couldn't qualify to become an exterminator. I tried.
Well,
really,
few people can. Few can.
Is that an insult?
Sounds like a slam.
No, I think it was. Yeah. It was a good paying job.
I bet it was.
I like doing it.
I'd like to say hi and thank you to Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Located off 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, they'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. They still have 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LTs for $35,000 flat. That's over $18,000 off sticker price. Ooh. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know that you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
And Radboy, I mentioned this the other day. I have a temporary addiction, and I'm not kidding, to Fontina. You know what it is?
Jeez.
Yeah, I just sort of discovered it, and I'll get over it, and then I'll go to Gouda or something. But I'm in some kind of cheese phase. Or something. That's right, Rat Boy. So I knew he'd be happy to hear that. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Brought to you by Brent and Vision, our newest advertiser, and love to see the day when I can say they've been with us for 5 or 6 years. That's only going to happen if you go get your eyes checked. Now listen, anybody listening who wears glasses or contacts, there's no way that you can truthfully tell me, given the choice, if you could wake up tomorrow and not have to put on glasses or put in your contacts or continue to do that, that your choice would be that you continue to do it. Now, I know people that say, well, I don't mind wearing glasses. I don't mind wearing... Well, not minding it is not the same as choosing it over not having to use them. And here's where I'm headed. Lots of people, not just regular people, but, you know, doctors, perform LASIK. In fact, I think maybe too many perform LASIK. And like anything else, there are levels of training and levels of expertise. You can be a carpenter and be an okay carpenter, or you can be a carpenter who can do things with wood that, you know, nobody else can even come close to. Dr. Jason Brenton is a Harvard graduate. He is a brilliant surgeon. There's LASIK, but then for the people who aren't candidates for LASIK, there are six surgical alternatives to LASIK, and he performs all six of those as well as LASIK. Now, here's the other thing I want you to know. The reason for the 90-minute ocular analysis, which will cost you $120 and will be about as good as any $120 you ever spent, it'll be money well spent, is so that they can know once and for all whether or not you really are a candidate for LASIK or any of the six alternative vision correction surgeries. You may have been told you're not a candidate, and that may be true in Dr. XYZ's office with his limited expertise, limited abilities, and limited equipment. But it may not be true with Dr. Jason Brenton. He has performed LASIK very successfully on people who had been told they weren't candidates. What he won't do is, if you truly are, for whatever reason, someone who is just not a candidate for any of these corrective vision procedures, he won't do it. But wouldn't it be nice to find out that after being told no, you're going to have to wear glasses or contacts for the rest of your life, to find out that that just may not be true. Why don't you find out? How could you not be curious? It's 90 minutes, and it's a very interesting 90 minutes. You're going to be really impressed with the equipment and the people, and knowing when it's over, everything there is to know about your eye. Not just do you need glasses and what prescription do you need, but they're going to take a good look at your eye. And if there's something there that is not lens or corneal related, they're going to recommend that you go somewhere and have it taken care of, because it may down the road be something it'll be too late to take care of. You don't want macular degeneration. You don't want a detached retina. You don't want any of that stuff. But he's a lens and corneal guy. I put lenses in my eye 6 years ago, and I'm like, I don't know how else to state this except that when somebody says something changed their lives, sometimes it's not an exaggeration. Changed my life. After decades of thick glasses and contacts, no more. And it was as simple as a 10-minute procedure in each eye where he replaced my God-given bad lenses with man-made incredible lenses. Do this. Do this. Get this ocular analysis. Make the appointment. You can go to BrintonVision.com, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, vision.com, or you can call 314-375-2020. You are going to be blown away by this facility and these people and Dr. Brenton and everybody around him. 314-375-2020 or BrintonVision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, BrintonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota,
Wichita, and he's here. Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, he's the opening act for the Freddie Freeman joke today. His name is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Come on, let's really hear it now. It's Halloween. Everybody's in a good mood. Let's hear it for Bill Cleveland.
Thanks, everyone.
You're not supposed to talk over the applause.
I can say thank you to them.
Yeah, but you wait. You know, you don't want to cover up that kind of enthusiastic response.
That's true. It should be a little more modest.
How are you?
I am well. Every Halloween, pretty much, I think, since I've been on the show with you, I have tried to introduce some children's Halloween jokes, because St. Louis, unlike, I think, any other city in America, you have to tell a joke to get some candy.
Can I tell you something about you? I think people need to know. And this is impressive to me about you. You seem like a pretty happy guy. If they knew the trauma as a child that you had, meaning your parents forced you every year to go out as Pinocchio and wouldn't allow you to do any other character or be anybody else because there was so little work involved. I just think that's cruel, and the fact that you weathered that storm and came through as a fairly sane person, I think is commendable. Way to go.
Now that I'm older, I have to be Mr. Geppetto, or wasn't that his name? Geppetto?
But you'd just be an older Pinocchio. Older Geppetto Pinocchio. Was Pinocchio's builder.
I have to say hello to my friend Christy. I wish I could play that. I couldn't figure out how to play this on the air through my laptop, but she has two really cute kids, a boy and a girl, and they, for the last 2 years, or at least since Trump has been in office, she dresses her kids up. One is Hillary and the other is Donald Trump, and they have lines that they do. And so this year's is the little girl, she yells at the boy who's supposed to be Trump and says, "Show me your taxes," and the little boy yells back, "Show me your emails." And it's hysterical. So
that's pretty funny. And you know what's good about it is it's
equal opportunity,
it's equal playing field. They hit them both equally, and that's smart.
Absolutely. So all right, so these are just a handful of jokes. You have young kids, Dan would use these on Halloween, and so throw a few out here. Wham bam, here we go. So what do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
Oh.
What?
Frostbite. Oh, that's good.
Frostbite. That's
good. Kids, parents, hope you're making note of these for your kids.
That's right, yeah. What do you call a witch in the desert?
Sandwich.
Dan,
that's good.
That's good.
Way to go, Dan.
Where did the vampire open his savings account?
The Blood Bank.
Blood Bank.
Yeah, Blood Bank. Good.
Who do vampires buy their cookies from?
Oh, the Ghoul Scouts.
The Ghoul Scouts. Wow. You guys have been paying attention over the years.
Yeah,
that's good.
So far, you're in the lead.
Yeah, it's not even really trivia. What do you call a fat jack-o'-lantern?
Lard ass?
No. Close. A plumpkin.
Oh, that's good.
A plumpkin. What do you call a ghost with a broken leg?
What was it again?
A ghost with a broken leg.
Ghost?
A hoblin goblin. That's my favorite.
That's good.
What does a skeleton order at a restaurant?
A beer and a mop.
That's a good one. No, spare ribs.
Oh, spare ribs.
Oh, that's good. Good.
The other one was good, too. Why don't skeletons like parties?
Because they have no body to go with.
Close. You have nobody to dance with.
Same thing.
Let's see here. What do ghosts serve for dessert?
Ice cream.
That's right. Yeah. Good. I know it's horrible. Let's see here. What is a ghoul's favorite flavor?
Oh,
lemon slime.
You didn't give anybody a chance.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, I know
I was
going to
say.
Jumped right in
there. What's a haunted chicken? What's a haunted chicken?
Wait, hang on, get that. Give us a minute. Haunted chicken. You got us there.
Okay, a poultrygeist.
That's good.
I'll do a few more. Let's see. What is a vampire's favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday. Hold on. It has something to do with blood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thanksgiving. What's a vampire's favorite sport?
What?
Casketball. I know, they're so dumb, but they're, you know, for kids.
They're still fun.
Yeah, all right, I'll do a couple more. Let's see here. What do Italians eat on Halloween?
What?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
No, that's good.
I like these.
All right, I'll do one more. Trying to find a good one here.
Alfredo.
I've done the best ones.
Oh. You're kidding.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why?
For the booze.
Oh. That's good. That's a good closer.
All right, so kids have a happy Halloween. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
My daughter would never tell that joke. I would always try and have her tell this joke when she walked up and said, what did the skeleton say when he walked into the bar? Give me a beer and a mop. And
yeah, but a lot of people wouldn't get that.
I know, but when she was little, she would not. I said, just say it. And she goes, it's stupid.
to a kid, it is stupid. Yeah. And you and I both know, we told it and there were adults that didn't get it. They didn't get it.
My favorite Halloween joke is, what do you call somebody who complains sex lasts too long?
What?
A prison inmate.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Oh, man. Yeah, kids, tell that one.
You know, when you go to the door.
Especially you six-year-olds. You tell that joke. I don't ever remember telling a joke as a kid. We didn't do that.
It's a St. Louis
thing. But you weren't in St. Louis as a kid. So.
That's true. Right. I wasn't. So there's this story yesterday. Tim had in the news about St. Louis University and this offer of $3,300 if you let them give you the flu. And then they study you with the flu. So I got to thinking about this, and I decided there are a lot of people that would do that for $3,300. It's just all about your financial situation. And I got to thinking, what if they said, we really want to do an in-depth study of amputation? How much would you take to let them, like, amputate your left leg or something? Is there a price?
Left leg?
Your left leg.
$100,000
Come on,
$100,000
Yeah, well, I think you're come on. Are you serious?
It'd be way more than that.
I got a club foot. I'm at left you foot, so you know, I just buy a new foot and be all right.
No, it'd be way more than that.
You spend more than $100,000 probably for the new foot.
It'd be in the millions.
I know a guy.
It would have to be in the millions for me too. There's no way. And I think too, it would depend on how old you are. If you're older, okay, well, yeah, 10 more years or whatever, go ahead. But if you're your age, Lammy, that's a $10 million deal. I would think right, $100,000
Yeah. My leg is priceless.
I don't really know. I have no idea how much it's going to cost or anything like that. You know, I've never really thought about having a body part amputated.
Your leg's worth more than $100,000
I tell
grand.
You what, you give me $5,000 you can cut off part of my little finger. That sounded like
see,
a
that's
deal.
Too big. Well, that's grand. Crazy. That's right. Crazy.
No. Fine. Man.
Wow.
Yeah, but this flu thing, but what if you lost what if you a die? Deal. That flu thing. You're not guaranteed to make
you're
it through.
Die from
people,
the flu.
No, yeah, people die. People do okay. die
if you
from
get
the flu.
Close to being at the point where you're like, oh man, this guy is dying. They're not just going to carry on documenting it. And
well,
just
I know, but it might,
you
it,
die.
It, you might have some reaction that they weren't expecting.
And they end up, and some of the
true.
Some people end up getting pneumonia from the flu.
I promise you, there's a stack of waivers to sign because it could happen. Now. We also talked the other day about, and this is, to me, just the fecal transplant. It's a real thing.
Yep.
Where there's a stool donor, and then they put whatever into the recipient who has IBS or some kind of intestinal. We've now had a fecal transplant patient die.
Uh-oh.
I guess his body rejected somebody else's poop when they,
That's not that mine. Get this crap out of me.
We have this, and this is, I don't know why this doesn't happen more often. In Indiana, you find a woman in her home. By the way, they find her dead. She had 140 snakes, and they find her dead with a python wrapped around her neck.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Well, that's what happens when you, you know, have 140 snakes, and some of them are pythons. Benton County, Indiana, wherever that is, they said it was 8 feet long, and when they went in, there she was. It was wrapped around her neck, and she was 36 years old, and now she's dead because she loved snakes too much, I guess. Good news and a good sign. They fired a high school principal. Well, he's a former principal now in Boca Raton, Florida. Because he sent out emails to parents when a parent had asked about how he was going to be explaining the Holocaust to kids. And he sent out an email basically saying that, here's a quote, the direct email. He says, I can't really say the Holocaust is factual.
Oh my God.
And so he's fired. In this world where you can get away with saying just about anything, thank goodness, here's a case where somebody with some sense, a school board, said, okay, you know what? You're out of here if you say that you really don't believe in the Holocaust. How stupid do you have to be? And I'm not going to have an article. I'll go into it at another time because it's going to upset a lot of people. It's about what happens to horses, even thoroughbreds, after a certain point, and it is a giant industry. The horse slaughter industry, this year already, 57,000 horses have been slaughtered. And that's a business. There are people.
That's a lot of glue.
Well, it's a lot of dog food and a lot of actual food for people who live in other countries, in parts of Europe and in China. They eat horse meat. It's a giant industry. Hmm. And why not? Cow, horse, what the heck? Those people, it feeds a lot of people who in other cases might not have anything to eat. So we'll save that for another time. But it's an interesting job, and a job where a lot of these guys get death threats who ship horses away for slaughter from, you know, the PETA-type people. Now, there's apparently, I don't know if who in here is old enough to remember when you could go to the airport and you could go right up to the gate to meet people or say goodbye. It's coming back in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
In Detroit and in Tampa, they have what's called a destination pass, and it will now allow you, even if you don't have a ticket, to go through TSA and go to the gate to say goodbye to people or greet people. I'm okay with that. I'm kind of miss it, actually. All right, let's get to this. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Let me set this up for people who, believe it or not, and this is kind of hard to believe, this is the third time we've done. We've been here three Halloweens.
Wow.
Because we started here October 2nd of 17. So this is our third Halloween here. So if you've never heard this, I'll set it up for you. It is a story of a little boy named Freddie Freeman. And Freddie, not the baseball player, it's a little boy. He has a speech impediment, and he can't say his F's. His F's come out as B's. For example, if he said feather would be Beather to Freddie, his own name, Freddie Freeman, Brady Breeman. So that's all you need to know. And it's Halloween night, and Freddie knocks on the door. And the lady opens the door, and he says, "Trick or treat, Mrs. Bergeson." She says, "Now, who is this in this pirate costume?" He goes, "Ah, it's me, Brady Breeman." She says, "Freddie, how are you doing?" He said, "I'm by." She says, "Well, you are getting so big." He says, "Yeah, I'm in burst grade now, and I'm getting tall. I'm 4 feet 5 inches tall." She says, "Freddie, how old are you now?" He said, "Well, last Halloween I was only 5, but on February 15th I turned 6. She said, "Now, didn't I hear that your sister started college this year?" He said, "Yes, ma'am. She's a freshman at Florida State, but she's not that smart. I think she's going to blunk out. She's bailing every subject. My dad says it's because all she does is listen to music. She loves the Boo Biters and Baroon Bive. And she likes country music, too. She loves Faith Hill and Florida Georgia Line. All kinds of music. Brank Sinatra, Branky Valley and the Boer Seasons, the Boer Tops, Bats Domino, Bergie, Biona Apple, Bleetwood Mac, and she really loves Freddie Mercury. She's a huge fan of all kinds of music." And the lady says, "Freddie, is your dad still a scoutmaster?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, but a few weeks ago he fell into a campfire and he burned his base real bad. Only burst degree burns, but still very freaking painful. Dr. Brazier, he's our family physician, he says my dad will feel a whole lot better in 4 or 5 weeks. She says, "Well, Freddie, that is great to hear. How about your mom? How's she doing?" He said, "Oh, she's buying. She just opened a new blower shop. You know, she's a florist. It's on 44th Street, not too far from the First Baptist Church. Did she tell you that she sold blowers to some very famous people last weekend?" And she says, "No, Freddie, who?" He said, "Sly and the Family Stone. That's her favorite group. She loves that song. It's a family a bear. It's a family a bear." She said, "Well, Freddie, I was really sorry to hear about your grandpa." Freddie said, "Yeah, he died. It was very, very sad at the funeral home. You know, he was a firefighter, and all the firefighters were there at the funeral from everywhere. Blorison, Bergeson, Benton, Bestus, Bearview Heights, O'Ballon, Illinois, O'Ballon, Missouri, Barmington. Big, big funeral. And in front of the hearse, 5 big red fire trucks." She said, "Well, I know, Freddie, you're going to miss him." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'll really miss him taking me bishing. Boy, could he catch bish. He would take out his belay knife, and he'd belay those bish, and he'd bry them up in the brine pan, and he taught me how to hold a bish so it wouldn't bend me. You know, they have sharp bends. And now, I guess he's bishing in heaven with his heavenly bother." She says, "Well, Freddie, I also hear you have a new family member." He said, "Yes, ma'am. His name is Belix. He's a Boster child. My parents went to a place called an orphanage, and they picked him out of about 55 kids. He's teaching me how to play football. He has what they call a club butt. And when he kicks that football, it goes real bar. And he talks like Boris Gump, and he tells really bunny stories. And if he likes living with our family, we'll adopt him, and he'll stay with us until he's a bull-grown man. She said, well, Freddie, I also hear you got a new pony. He said, yes, ma'am. Her name is Belicity. She's a billy. That's a young female horse. First time I rode her, I bell off. I bell right on my base. Thank goodness our neighbor, Brad Beanstein, had a burst aid kit, and he had the kit in his Ford F-150 pickup truck. But he's trading that in next week for a Chevy at Johnny Londob. So I got 5 stitches in my boar head, and when they were stitching me, I thought I'd bank and ball right on the blower, but I didn't. And now I'm buying bit as a biddle. She says, well, how about your cousin? I heard he graduated from college. He said, yeah, he already has a job with the Fortune 500 company. My mom says he'll be filthy rich by the time he's 35 or 40 years old, and then he can support the whole family. And Mrs. Bergeson, you didn't ask about my brother. She says, you mean the baseball player? He says, uh-huh. Being scouted by the Philadelphia Phillies. They like it because he can play both first base and center field. She says, well, Freddie, I guess you want some candy. He goes, yes, ma'am. I hope you have Bibb Avenue or Big Newton's or my favorites, Butterfingers or Chocolate Budge. He said, but please, please, no fresh brute like apples or grapes. Brute makes me Bart. He says, one lady over on 51st Avenue gave me brunch fries. Woo, they were fantastic. Also, please, no books. Last year, Mrs. Blanigan gave me Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, bee-bye, bo-bum, boring. And one lady gave my friend Belix Borister last Halloween a 4-ounce billet steak. Not cooked, just wrapped in breezer paper. Belix's mom was furious. She said, who gives meat to kids on Halloween unless it's frozen solid? It might be spoiled. She said, well, Freddie, I think your family knows how much I can't stand our president. Is your dad still a Trump supporter? He goes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He says Hillary is a blat-out liar and a felon. She committed a felony, and she should go to federal prison. That's what my dad says. My mom is like you. She hates Trump. She says he's bull of it. And she can't stand Bill Clinton ever since he got caught doing something called bellatio in the Oval Office. She's just glad he didn't become our burst gentleman, which is what he would have been, since she would have been our burst female president and burst female commander of our armed forces. My dad says we have the finest biting men and women anywhere on the base of the earth. My dad bought in Afghanistan, and my grandpa bought in Vietnam for 4 years. He almost had to have his right foot amputated. He got infected with some kind of fungus in the jungle, and he had to have 5 blood transfusions and was in the hospital for 14 weeks. She says, Freddie, I understand you might be moving. They offered your dad a big job out of town. He said, yes, ma'am. He hasn't decided yet if he wants the job. It's in a place called Fresno, California. They also said they could put him in Bargo, North Dakota. He said, oh, no way. It's too friggin' cold. We would freeze to death up there. It can get 20 or 30 below, and that's Fahrenheit, of course. Now, anything below about 25 degrees, forget about it. She says, well, Freddie, you make a great pirate, but if you're a pirate, where are your Buccaneers? He goes, where do you think? They're under my bucking hat.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Stop and go southbound T70 Olive to Manchester. Westbound 64 past Grand. You've got a crash blocking the left lane. Westbound 44 stacks up at Lafayette. And southbound 170 heavy between Olive and 64. Holiday hiring for nights at Amazon. Warehouse team members earn up to $17.90 an hour. Working nights. No previous work experience or resume required. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Hey, St. Louis, are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, anniversaries, reunions, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie O'Brien's for all your catering needs. Maggie O'Brien's on South Lindbergh in Sunset Hills and downtown at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next us.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Every great success story starts with...
that's okay. Let's hustle here. We're only about a minute late. Blame it on the Freddie Freeman joke. We're going to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday. And I say, just me, does that music sound really? Can you even hear me? Hopefully you can. Closed only on Monday. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market. Reservations, yes, you need them for Annie Gunn's. For dinner, for sure. I say for lunch, gift cards, always a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. All righty. The Halloween edition of the Mike Evans segment. It's all yours. How you doing?
Happy Halloween. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who was a TV weatherman. Hosted a local TV game show. First job was bagging groceries at the Piggly Wiggly and has never worn a tie twice. Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Colin O'Brien, David Letterman. Answer in a minute. Love Nugget. An anonymous close friend of Nicki Minaj was asked how she thought her friend's controversial marriage to convicted felon Kenneth Petty was going. The source said, quote, "Well, he hasn't killed her," end quote.
Whoa.
Okay. Movie reviews. We got four of them, and let's start with the best of the best. Opening this weekend, The Irishman. Martin Scorsese directs. Pacino, De Niro, Pesci, and many others. The real story of Jimmy Hoffa may be the movie of the year, but again, the big drawback, the 3 hours and 37 minutes. Even with that said, I give it 4 stars. Remember, though, it's also on Netflix.
I have not been able to find a bad review on that movie.
Oh, that's great. Next is Harriet, the true story about Harriet Tubman, who was a lone conductor of the Underground Railroad responsible for saving hundreds, some say thousands, of slaves during the Civil War, starring the incredible Cynthia Erivo. And after seeing this, you may understand the movement to put her on the $20 bill. Fabulous. PG, 2 hours long, 3 stars for Harriet. Motherless Brooklyn, here again, I don't agree with Rotten Tomatoes. I love this movie. Set in the 1950s, the Oscar-worthy acting by Edward Norton, fabulous. Also stars Bruce Willis and Alec Baldwin. Norton plays an interesting private eye with Tourette syndrome, who solves the murder, or tries to, the murder of a close, powerful friend. Beautiful cinematography, directed and written by Edward Norton. Great script, rated R, 122 minutes, 3 stars. That leaves us with Terminator, Dark Fate. Already told you, not a fan. 2.5 stars, that's all I can do.
You want to hear my Ed Norton? Very few people do Ed Norton. You want to hear my Ed Norton impression?
Yeah.
Ralphie boy!
Oh, no, that was...
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, that was...
It's a different Ed
Norton?
Yeah,
a different Norton.
Oh, sorry.
Some Las Vegas Oscar odds are out. And to me, these are really two of the biggest awards, but they never get much credit. The best adopted screenplay and the best original screenplay. Las Vegas says that the best adopted screenplay, the favorites are The Irishman, Toy Story 4, The Joker, Two Popes, which is a great movie I'll tell you about in another month probably, and Jojo Rabbit. The original screenplay, the favorites are Marriage Story, Ford versus Ferrari, great story about Shelby, Pain and Glory, and Knives Out, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Wait, who's laughing?
Okay. Nothing.
Dan laughs at everything. Yeah. You need to know that. He laughs at everything. Don't take it personally. He laughs at everything.
Dan, put the pipe down, please.
I don't want to.
See what he did there? Mm-hmm. Big news, the Washington Nationals won the World Series this year.
What?
What? We didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
There you go. And the St. Louis Cardinals got beat, as did the Dodgers, by the very same Washington Nationals.
And Max Scherzer is a St. Louis boy.
Is he really?
No yes. Way. Yeah.
And they gave up on him. Everybody gave up on that guy.
Max Scherzer?
Scherzer? Yeah.
Scherzer.
Oh, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
No.
I see what you did there.
Mike, the radio business gave up on you and me years ago. That'll show them. Look where we are now. Ha ha.
Exactly.
Last laugh on them.
Now? They think they're playing with children.
That's right. 50 seconds.
And finally on the podcast. So he was once a TV weatherman, also hosted a TV game show. He bagged groceries at Piggly Wiggly, never wears the same tie twice. Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman.
I'll go David Letterman.
I'll go Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
I think this is too easy, really. David Letterman.
The answer is David Letterman. Happy Halloween, happy weekend, see ya.
And the reason I say that is for years I've heard the stories and seen clips of him doing the weather in Indianapolis. So that's why I thought. Yeah, Limey, you and I, buddy, we win today. Be safe. Have a great time tonight, everybody. Hey, have kids. Pay attention. Don't be looking at your phone all night. Watch your kids and where they're walking and where they're going and who they're interacting with. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get because they'll be busy tonight. And have a great Halloween, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
The aftermath of a fight between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Minnesota Timberwolves came trickling on down today. 76ers big man Joel Embiid and T-Wolves Karl-Anthony Towns each received two-game suspensions from the league for fighting in yesterday's game in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, in the National Football League, Washington Redskins left tackle Trent Williams, who's been holding out all season long, says he's got a rare growth, a cancerous growth in his head that was removed during the summertime. Team did say it began about 6 years ago when Washington told doctors that it was just a minor setback. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots have released wide receiver Josh Gordon. He's off the injured reserve list, and now he's free to roam around the National Football League. 31 teams are now available to pick him up. For a complete scoreboard and breaking news, we're available online, foxsports.com. Don't forget Thursday Night Football, San Francisco and Arizona tonight from the desert. I'm Dippy Gascon.
We are Fox Sports.
You know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's odd.